Burke pops this one up into left field. Smith Johnson camped underneath the high fly ball, and he makes the catch for the first out of the inning. Out of the five spot, making his first start behind the plate as a Raptor. It's the Plainfield, Illinois native, Alex Brody. Brody threw out the leadoff man in the top half of the inning. Christian Smith Johnson from his knees trying to steal second base for the first out of the inning. After making a nice play on defense, he'll look to provide some offense for the Raptors with one out and nobody on in the bottom half of the second inning. First pitch to Brody's bounced in there from Burke. Count begins 1-0. King catching tonight for Burke. He's also going to lead off the top half of the third inning when we get there. The 1-0. Breaking ball, low and inside. It's called a strike to even up the count at 1-1. Raptors went down in order in the bottom half of the first. Fly out from Vandenhoevel, a strikeout of Boston, and an opposite field fly out of Max McGuire. The 1-1 misses inside. 2-1 now on Brody. On deck for the Raptors, it's the third baseman out of BYU, Grayson Schaefer. The left fielder, Tyler McClanahan, to follow. The 2-1 misses high to Brody for ball three. Brody got into the ballgame last night in the ninth inning to play right when Jack Matthey came in from right to catch his collegiate teammate, Max Weitzel, who collected his third save of the season in the 2-1 victory. The 3-1. This is down and out, a five-pitch walk drawn by Brody. It's the first base runner aboard for the Raptors tonight, and it comes with one out in the bottom half of the second inning. Here's Grayson Schaefer hitting from the right side. The Boise, Idaho native did not start last night but got into the ballgame. Hit third base in the spot of Mason Onati. Was announced as a pinch hitter in the sixth inning. Didn't complete that plate appearance, though, as McClanahan thrown out trying to steal second, so then he led off the seventh with a base knock. First pitch to Schaefer, right down the chute, taken for strike one. The yard card selections are in today for the fourth home game of the season and the fourth of this home stand. At back-to-back nights where someone has connected on their home run selection up here in the broadcast booth as the 0-1 misses high. Last night it was the director of marketing here for the Raptors, Griffin Furkus, taking Jack Matthey, and that was the lone two run scored by the Raptors in the 2-1 victory, and it's all they needed for a dominant pitching performance. 2-1, 1-1 the count. Prior to that, a pickoff attempt from Burke. Tonight's picks are as follows. I have Alex Brody out on first base. Our graphic designer, Abby, going with Trotter Boston. Griffin looking to go back-to-back nights. He's got Tyler McClanahan who waits in the on-deck circle. Dawson Wolf, our producer on the television side of things for the Raptors in the Northwoods League Plus app, going with Max McGuire as the 1-1 misses out to Schaefer for ball two. Colin Kapoor, the TV voice of the Raptors, going with Matthey. And then Joe, our PA guy here at Witter Field, with the man in the box right now, Grayson Schaefer. 2-1 misses down and out. The ideal hitter count here for Schaefer at 3-1. Only game where a yard card has not been punched was on opening night, and the lone loss of the season for the Raptors against the Dock Spiders. So if someone punches their yard card during a game, the Raptors have won. That's something we're hoping for tonight. 3-1, Schaefer pops this one up directly behind home plate. That one will sail beyond the press box at Witter Field. It's a full count on the Raptor third baseman with one out and a runner on first, a scoreless game in the bottom of the second inning. Full count delivery coming here from the right-hander. Burke set the payoff. Popped up on the infield in foul territory out near the Woodchuck dugout. It's the first baseman, Solis Jr. Battling it and juggling. Hit off his glove, off his wrist, and back into the first baseman's glove of Solis Jr. to make the grab for the second out of the inning. It's the left-handed hitting left fielder, Tyler McClanahan, strutting into the left-handed batter's box. See if Griffin Furkus can go two for two in his last couple of yard card selections here. The one rule added along with you can't pick the same player in back-to-back games, it was installed by Griffin. If you win the night before, You have to go to the back of the line for the next home game. First pitch to McClanahan. That one's there on the outside corner for a called strike. Last night, McClanahan hit seventh and played center, switching outfield positions with Jake Beauchesne tonight, who sits in the on-deck circle. McClanahan reached on an error, but then was caught stealing in the sixth. The 0-1. This one fouled away up in the third base grandstands on an 0-1 breaking ball and bouncing back onto the field of play here at Winter Field. It's nothing at two on McClanahan. 8-9-1, all right-handed hitters do it for the Woodchucks. The top half of the third, King, Berkland, then back to the top of the order with Drew Berkland. 0-2 the count. Burke's set. 13 on the pitch clock, here it comes. That one misses out in the right-handed batter's box for ball one. We'll look, as always, across the Northwoods League a couple of times tonight. Four games in, we can kindly look at the standings as well. Haven't been able to really do that in the first series or so of the season. Here comes the 1-2 from Burke. That one misses inside, nearly hitting McClanahan to even up the count at 2-2. The homestand tonight wraps up with some post-game fireworks, the first of many fireworks shows here in Wisconsin Rapids this summer. The 2-2. McClanahan check swing in the dirt. Did he go around on the appeal? No, says the crew chief, Drew Taylor. The Alabama State product has worked the count from 0-2 to full with a runner on first and two outs. Here in the second, Brody, the runner on first, will take off on the delivery here from Clayton Burke. Brody not being held on now by the first baseman, Solis Jr., a couple steps off. Here he goes, the 3-2. That one misses low and out for ball four. McClanahan draws a six-pitch walk. The second walk issued of the inning by Burke. Two are aboard for the eight-hitter, Jake Beauchesne. For Beauchesne, hitting from the right side, making his Rafter debut an evening ago. Walked on five pitches in the sixth inning, his lone plate appearance in which he saw the base paths last night. First pitch, that one's there on the outside corner, but it misses for a ball. Beauchesne had a sweet sliding grab in left field that turned into a 7-4 inning-ending double play in the top of the seventh. At the time, was a 2-1 ball game. That's what it finished off as between your Raptors and the Waterloo Bucks. The 1-0, Beauchesne fouls this one back. It's 1-1. Two games done for the Raptors against the Bucks. They still have to go to Iowa to take on Waterloo toward the end of June. 1st of June tomorrow, and the month of June for the Raptors will begin out on the road against these Woodchucks. The 1-1. Bounced in the dirt, outside, blocked by the catcher King. Ball 2 on Beauchesne, a runner out in scoring position for the outfielder from Saddleback College, looking for his first hit as a Raptor. On deck, it's the designated hitter, Mason Onati, top of the order with Miles Vandenhoevel to follow. Burke looks into King, the signs, a 2-1 delivery. Beauchesne cracks this one in the air and hits it well, deep left field. Smith Johnson out in front of the warning track. The wind will keep this one in as the Woodchuck left fielder makes the grab to retire the side. Two left on by the Raptors. We're still scoreless through two. 8-9-1 do it for Wausau against Ricky Williams in the top half of the third inning. You're listening to Raptor Baseball here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Why choose the water park capital of the world for a grown-up getaway? It's all there. Entertainment is there. Nightlife is there. Shopping, spas, and wineries are there. Been there, done that? More like been there, still haven't done that, that, or that. Golf? Hey, nice swing you got there. Dining? You'll be seated right over there. Zip lining? Hang in there! See what I did there? Wisconsin Dells. See you there. Go to wisdells.com and start planning your grown-up getaway today.
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball here on WFHR.
Ricky Williams back out on the mound, looking for his third complete inning of work here tonight against the Wausau Woodchucks. 0-0 the score. Andy Ockham, your voice of the Raptors here on WFHR. Wausau brings up their 8-9-1 hitters to the dish in this home half, away half, I should say, of the third inning. No runs on a hit and no errors for the visitors. Raptors have had a couple runners on via the walk coming in the bottom half of the second. They are still hitless in this one. Nathan King, the right-handed hitting catcher, to begin this frame. Williams, the right-hander, rocks and fires to begin this third inning. Cut on and missed, fooling King low and outside. That one down in the dirt from Williams. Count begins 0-1. King's 5-for-9 this year at the plate. If you're doing the math at home, a 5.56 hitter. A double with an RBI for the catcher out of Kankakee Community College. The 0-1 swung on and missed. It's 0-2. On deck, it's the shortstop, Jake Berkland, Drew Berkland to follow. The 0-2 misses down and out for ball one. One, two, the count. Williams, a long pause with 11 on the pitch clock. Gets the signs from Brody. Here it comes. Check swing in the dirt. Did he go around on the appeal to first? No, says Jacob Gorman down the first baseline. Count evens 2-2. To Wausau tomorrow night. And the two on the road and overnight trip, the first of four for the team this year in Mequon. It's the Lakeshore Chinooks, a Sunday afternoon game and a Monday night contest there. 2-2 hit on the ground, left side in the hole. Boston, a backhand, fires across the diamond, dug up by McGuire in time. That's a pretty looking play from the Tabor College Blue Jay. Trotter Boston, leadoff hitter, retired here in the third. He's got range, does Boston. And the athletic middle infielder is able to retire the leadoff man, King. It's the shortstop, Jake Berkland. 3-for-9 thus far in the season. Had a two-hit ball game last night against Fond du Lac. Minnesota State University Mankato freshman. Mankato, the Moondogs, will be hosting the 2024 Northwoods League All-Star Game in the middle of July. One of the count is the first pitch missed from the right-hander, Williams. The one ball delivery from Williams misses as well. It's 2-0. Top of the order with Drew Berkland, who flew out to the left fielder. That being McClanahan to lead off the ball game, awaits the on-deck circle. 2-0 pulled outside from Williams for ball three. Glossed over this with Williams. This is his first live game action that he's thrown in. From who I've talked to, he has faced hitters, scrimmages and simulated action, but hasn't pitched in an actual game since the summer of 2022 in the CCBL with Chatham in a 2.84 ERA that summer. The 3-0 misses low and inside. Four-pitch walk drawn by Jake Berkland with one out here in the third. Berkland as well, hitting from the right side, the center fielder. Has a homer and seven RBIs through four games this year, a 333 hitter. Is the University of Minnesota sophomore. That one misses low and out for ball one. One Berkland out on the base paths, the other here in the batter's box. Val Sterna Jr., the left-handed hitting second baseman in the on-deck circle. William Setti's a pitch away from getting out of this if he can induce a ground ball in the 1-0. This one sprayed in the air, right field. It's going to get down in front of Matthew for a base hit. It's the second hit of the ball game for Wausau. It's a one-out single for Berkland. Both Berklands out on the base paths with one out in the frame for Val Serna Jr. A nine-pitch walk drawn by Serna Jr. back in the first, looking for his first official at-bat of the ballgame. Williams dealing with trouble out on the base paths again, just like he did in the top of the first, was able to get out of it thanks to a 5-3 inning-ending double play. Turned by Grayson Schaefer over to Max McGuire. First pitch to Serna Jr. It's a breaking ball in the outside corner. Williams nets the call. It's nothing and one. Ricky faced the minimum in the second as well. Hit the leadoff Matt Smith Johnson, but Alex Brody threw out the Woodchuck left fielder trying to steal second base from his knees. Williams then got the six-hitter Cooper Vance to fly out, struck out Max Solis Jr. looking the 0-1. This is low and inside. Count evens 1-1 here on the second baseman, Serna Jr. As mentioned during his first plate appearance, over 50 games played at the collegiate level this year at Central Methodist University, the junior, and over 350 hitter as well. So not only did he get a lot of action, had a lot of success. Schaefer in even with the third base bag, the 1-1. One is fouled away by Serna Jr. and out of play near the Raft House and concession stands down the third baseline. It's a ball and two strikes our count. A runner out scoring position for Serna Jr., who's looking to break this scoreless tie in the top half of the third inning. Williams looks into Brody. 14 on the pitch clock. Plenty of time to operate for the University of South Carolina Gamecock. The 1-2. And on the ground, left side, that one is going to get past a diving Boston into left field for a base hit. Getting the stop sign is Berkland at third, but losing the ball on left is McClanahan. So Jake Berkland will come in to score. Drew Berkland to third in the process, and behind the throw, Val Serna Jr. is into second base safely. It's an RBI single for Serna Jr., breaking the scoreless tie here in the top of the third. It's 1-0 Woodchucks. We'll wait to see how that one is scored with McClanahan booting it in left field. Either way, Rafters trail with one out in the frame, and both runners are out in scoring position for the three-hitter, Max Galvin. Galvin, a base hit back in the first inning, has been all over Northwoods League pitching, both against Green Bay and Fond du Lac to begin his season here. Williams Jr. set. First pitch to Galvin. That one is there on the inside corner. A crisp fastball from Williams, and it's called strike one. Galvin looking to make it three straight games with a home run. Or at least he had back-to-back on Tuesday and Wednesday. Get back onto that track here for the right fielder, the 0-1. Breaking ball misses inside. Count evens. Go down as a base hit for Serna Jr. The third hit tonight for Wausau, the second of the inning. It'll be an earned run, but advancing, the two runners advance behind the play. Be charged on the air. 1-1 misses out for ball two. Haley on deck, Smith Johnson to follow. Williams set, down in the count, 2-1. Here's his next delivery. Fouled back by Galvin. Count evens 2-2 for the second time in this at-bat. But Max Weitzel, the Rafter closer, on foul ball duty tonight. Hustling out to get that one. Two ducks on the pond for Galvin and a 2-2 count. An opportunity to bring home two more for the Woodchucks. We'll see what Williams does 0-2 here. 2-2. In on his hands, hit in the air, right field, hanging near the foul line, and it'll stay foul. Giving chase after it is Jack Matthew. We'll do the 2-2 again. will be one of the newer Raptors. Number 25, Maddox Thornton, the right-hander from Texas A&M. Corpus Christi, the senior from Bentonville, Arkansas, is warming up in the Raptor bullpen down the left field line. Williams is going to try and pitch out of trouble in the meantime while Thornton gets ready to roll. The 2-2. Swing and a miss. That's a huge punch out for Williams in the second out of the inning. Galvin down on strikes. Second strikeout for Williams tonight. He's got to get through Jacob Haley. He wants to get back into the dugout for the Raptors, just trailing 1-0. 9-1-2, lefty-righty-lefty, do up for Wisconsin Rapids in the bottom half of this inning. It'll be the DH, Mason Onati, and then back to the top of the order with Miles Vandenhoevel and Trotter Boston. Haley hit into that inning-ending 5-3 double play over to Grayson Schaefer, and his only other trip to the plate in the ballgame back in the first. First pitch to Haley, a breaking ball that misses low in outside for ball one. Out on third is the leadoff hitter in this woodchuck order, Drew Berkland. Al Serna responsible for driving in the first run of this ballgame. With an RBI single, he's out on second base. The 1-0 from Williams. This is out for ball two. We'll get a timeout called here by the Raptor pitching coach, Mike Spears. He'll head out to the mound to talk it over. With a Raptor making his debut out on the hill for Wisconsin Rapids, Ricky Williams. For Mike Spears, 20-plus years of playing and coaching experience, five of those being pitching at the professional level, working with college, minor league, and current major league pitchers. It says here on the Raptor website, and after talking to him a couple of times, it's well known that he's very familiar to summer ball, coaching two summers out in the West Coast League back in the 2017 to 2019 summers, and even worked in the Pioneer League for the Glacier Range Riders back in the 2022 summer. Johnson University coach back in 2023, San Diego Christian College in 2018. It'll be Haley back in after the mound meeting, awaiting a 2-0 delivery from the Raptor right-hander. Pitch out of the meeting is a fastball that is hit foul down the right field line by Haley. Smith Johnson on deck, Vance to follow at the middle of the woodchuck order right now. Two on the count with two outs. Here it comes from Williams on the inside corner. Fastball is called strike two. You hear a lively Winterfield crowd. Seen four of them this season. First one here on a Friday night. Heading into the weekend, the 1st of June. Looking to enter it with a Raptor victory, the 2-2. Hit on the ground, up the middle. That's going to get through for a base hit. Drew Berkland's in to score. Val Serna Jr. being waved home right behind him. He'll get in without a throw. A two-out, two-run single from Jacob Haley makes it 3-0 Wausau with two down in this top half of the third inning. Smith Johnson now with a runner on first and two down. Was hit by pitch in his first plate appearance as a woodchuck an inning ago, but was later caught stealing by Raptor catcher Alex Perotti. Three runs now have touched home for Wausau in this frame. First pitch, Smith Johnson showing bunt, pulls back as this one misses up and in and off the glove of Perotti and all the way to the backstop. Taking second on the pitch is Haley. Smith Johnson playing 53 games at the collegiate level this past season for Texas A&M University Corpus Christi, a college teammate of the Raptor pitcher warming up right now, Maddox Thornton. In those 53 games, 44 starts for Smith Johnson, a .269 hitter, and a .786 OPS consisting of a .367 on base percentage, and he slugged .419. Seven homers, 24 RBIs, and three doubles for the right-handed hitting outfielder. The 1-0 to Smith Johnson. And in the air, right center field, giving chase Matthew and Beauchesne. It's going to fall down in front of Jack Matthew in right field for a base hit. Motoring in to score is Haley. First official at bat as a Woodchuck, and it's an RBI single with two down for Christian Smith-Johnson here in the third inning. It's 4-0 Woodchucks. The eighth hitter of the inning for Wausau is the right-handed hitting third baseman Cooper Vance. Vance 0-for-1 tonight, flew out to the center fielder Jake Beauchesne, recorded the second out of the previous inning. Speedy Smith-Johnson out on first. We saw him try to steal second his last time out on the base path. We'll see what he does here. Williams set the first pitch. Smith-Johnson stays put as it misses up and out for a ball. So Lees Jr., the right-handed hitting first baseman on deck, the man who led off the inning, the catcher Nathan King to follow. 4 runs on 5 hits and no errors for the Woodchucks. No runs on no hits and no errors. Rear Rafters, the 1-0. And in the air, that'll find the seats out of play near the bouncy houses down the first base line. Vance now 2-for-16. Thus far, 5 games into the Northwoods League season. At the collegiate level, talked about his 46 games and starts at Eastern Michigan this past year, but can also swipe some bags. He was 13 of 16 out on the base path this spring. Second time through for Williams at the sixth hole now. The 1-1, runner takes off. This one hit up the middle, right to the second baseman, Vandenhoevel, who was positioning himself in front of the bag. A perfect 4-3 put out there to retire the side. Wausau sends 8 into the dish. And they score 4 times. 4 runs on 4 hits for Wausau in this frame. They lead it 4-0. 9-1-2 for the Rafters to open the bottom half of the third inning. You're listening to Rafter Baseball here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win Contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We're hooking you up with Wisconsin Dells prize packs, Milwaukee Brewers club-level tickets, plus the chance to win a summer getaway to Door County, Lake Geneva, or a lake house vacation. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store and get ready to text in for your first chance to win in this statewide contest starting Monday, June 3rd at 7 a.m. It's Civic Media's Scotty Summer.
At CBD American Shaman, we're here to support your journey to wellness with legal hemp-derived products. Our certified CBD consultants offer a clinical approach to meet your specific needs, whether it's easing chronic discomfort, reducing stress, or improving sleep. We're passionate educators helping you understand the benefits of hemp without the stigma. Discover the natural, legal way to a balanced life at CBD American Shaman. Visit us today and experience the difference.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts,
the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober.
Or get pulled over.
Together, we can save lives.
Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Right-hander Clayton Burke back out on the mound for Wausau in this bottom half of the third inning, and he's out there with a 4-run lead thanks to a 4-run top of the frame from the visitors. Here at Winterfield, Andy Ockham, your voice of the Rafters on WFHR. Wisconsin Rapids will have to climb out of a 4-0 hole and begin so in the third inning with their 9-hitter Mason Onati to lead off. Onati, the DH this evening. He has played in all 5 games for the Rafters this year, this being his 4th start. His only non-start came on Tuesday night, the home opener, but was inserted into the spot of Kyler McIntosh in the 3rd inning. First pitch to him from Burke, misses outside for a ball. Burke now officially 2+. That was his 34th pitch of the night. Hasn't allowed a hit or a run, walking 2 and striking out 1 Rafter, that being Trotter Boston with 1 out in the first. The 1-0 to Onati is hit high in the air and out of play. That'll get behind the third base grandstands to even up the count at 1-1. The leadoff hitter in the Rafter order nearly hitting a home run in the bottom half of the first inning to left field. Miles Vandenhoevel on deck. The shortstop Boston to follow. Ricky Williams, through three innings of work for the Rafters, has fired 57 pitches. Here's the 1-1 to Onati. A breaking ball hit back up the middle, off the pitcher Burke. Skitters away near the right side, throw to first, in and out of the glove of Solis Jr. Onati's in there safely. We'll have to see how it's scored, but either way, some speed out on the base paths for Wisconsin Rapids. Their leadoff man is aboard for the first time tonight here in the third. Of a mound meeting here between the field manager, Corey Thompson, taking a look at his right-hander Burke, a hot shot hit off the lower body of the right-hander. We'll see how it's scored. If it is a hit, it is an infield single. It's the first hit tonight for the Rafters. Now no runs on a hit and no errors for the Rafters. Four runs on five hits and no errors for the Woodchucks. Wisconsin Rapids, though. Onati flipping the card back to the top. The order perfectly for VandenHeuvel. They'll look to get after it here. VandenHeuvel, that flyout to center back in the first, has been a great piece for the Rafters, leading off now in all five games this season. Freshman middle infielder, as he's listed, but started the first three games of the season in center for Kirk Schreiner's Raptors. Led off at second last night, reached in three of the four plate appearances he had. Walked in the first and the third. Had his first extra base hit of the summer. That came with two outs in inning number five. Burke, the right-hander, throwing some warm-up pitches to the catcher King to make sure he's good to go, and gives a thumbs up. And he'll do battle here for the second time tonight against VandenHeuvel. 6:38, first pitch tonight. We've had now four straight 6:35 scheduled games here at Witterfield this season. We'll not have another stretch of four consecutive home games the rest of the summer. There's a fair share of three straights. I'd say probably three or four of those to come. But a lot on the road to follow, especially five games in the next 6 days. First pitch to VandenHeuvel right down the chute, taken for strike one. Two Wausau tomorrow, and then it's two in Mequon Sunday, Monday against the Lakeshore Chinooks. A rare off day in terms of games played for the Rafters. They will not have a ball game on Tuesday before heading to Madison. Back-to-back games Wednesday and Thursday night as the 0-1 misses low and in, kicks away from the catcher King, and a good read in the dirt from Onati. He'll get into second, sliding in feet for safely. A delayed throw from King. Not even a tag applied. Up the middle by Jake Berkland. Onati's into second. A runner out, scoring position with no outs in this bottom of the third for VandenHeuvel. Three of the four runs scored by Wausau in the top half of this inning came with two outs. A two-out, two-run single from Jacob Haley, the DH, and then one batter later, Christian Smith-Johnson, the five-hitter, brought him home with a base hit to right. 1-1 to VandenHeuvel. Fouled back to the padding out near the home plate club. Count moves 1-2 on the Rafters second baseman. Boston on deck, McGuire to follow. With the 7-8-9 spots due up in the top half of the fourth for Wausau, Rafters looking to get some runs on the board, though, before we get there. Solis Jr., the first baseman, will lead it off. In the away half of the fourth, was the only Woodchuck to not step into the batter's box in that four-run frame. 1-2, this one, a breaking ball bounced in the dirt and blocked by King. Count evens 2-2. When the Rafters get back from their road trip, or road stand, they'll have three here at home starting next Friday. Friday, Saturday against Madison. They'll cross loggers. Come for a 105 first pitch next Sunday. And got a place for all you Raptor fans from outside the area to stay when you come to town to watch the Raptors this summer. 2-2. Hit on the ground left side. Onati taking off to third. The throw in from Berkland. Not in time. How about a swim move from Mason Onati? Avoiding the tag of the third baseman Vance. Everybody is safe. Runners on the corners with nobody out here in the bottom of the third. Up here in press row at Witterfield, we got the perfect view of it, and all bias aside, I do think Onati got in there safely. We saw this last night with Waterloo as Corey Thompson, the field manager of the Woodchucks, calling over the third base umpire, the crew chief, Drew Taylor. Last night it was Daryl Handelsman, the field manager for Waterloo. He successfully got two calls overturned after getting the entire umpiring crew to meet up and discuss a close play that had happened. It appears we won't get this here. Onati safe at third. VandenHeuvel aboard on a fielder's choice. His first time on the base paths tonight. And with his speed, you'd have to assume at some point in this plate appearance for Trotter Boston, VandenHeuvel will try to take second base. conference has subsided. And the left-handed hitting shortstop, Boston, is ready to go. Boston, a strikeout swinging back in the first. The only strikeout so far tonight for the right-hander, Burke. For Ricky Williams for the Rafters, allowing four runs in that third on five hits. He's walked two and struck out two through his three innings of work, throwing 57 pitches. The first pitch to Boston misses low and out for a ball. McGuire on deck, Matthew to follow prior to the 1-0 pickoff move to check in on Vandenhoevel. So some good speed on the base paths. 2-3-4. Ready to do work, trailing by four, and a prime opportunity for the Rafters to get some runs back here. Another pickoff move fired over by Burke to check in on the speedy Vandenhoevel. Want to know the count. Here it comes to Boston. It misses out in the right-handed batter's box and low for ball two. Had a couple of giveaways this week here at Witter Field, and obviously the fireworks tonight. The Solaris Bat mini bat giveaway was an evening ago. And on opening night, the magnet schedule giveaway. Boston swings right through that 2-0 delivery to make it 2-1. Nadi on third, for reaching on a leadoff infield single, and his impressive base running keeps him out there 90 feet away. The 2-1, Boston fouls this one back, count evens 2-2. Uniform matchup tonight, Rafters in their home whites with the black sleeves, white bottoms, Wausau gray and navy blue caps, navy blue tops with the green trimming and gray slacks. First base side of the rubber, Burke has set his two-strike delivery to Boston. Runner fake steals. Boston will foul this one away right near the rat trap and just beyond the Rafter bullpen down the third base line. Count remains 2-2 on the Roswell, New Mexico native Trotter to Boston. Max McGuire recording one of his few outs that he's had as a Rafter. Blew out to right field and Galvin to end a 1-2-3 bottom half of the first for the right-hander Burke. But first, the 2-2 to Boston hits this one on the ground. Off the glove of the first baseman Solis. It ricochets to Cerna Jr. The throw to first gets under the glove of Solis Jr. One runs in to score to third, Vandenhoevel. Boston to second base. The Rafters have plated their first run of the night. Couple of ricochets. It'll be surely charged an E3 out of the glove of Solis Jr., but the Rafters will take it. They got two ducks on the pod, still nobody out in a 4-1 ball game. Max McGuire to the plate. E4, so they're going to score it on Cerna Jr. on the low throw. So to third is Vandenhoevel. Onati scores after leading it off with an infield single. McGuire could tie this thing up with one swing of the bat here, the first pitch to him. Pops it up on the infield, the right side. It's Solis Jr., the first baseman, squeezing this one tight for the first out. It'll bring up Jack Mathey. He deposited a long ball last night. A two-run shot from the catcher slash right fielder. It's all the Rafter pitching staff needed last night. See Kyler McIntosh, the first base coach and infielder for the Rafters, having to come in and toss McGuire's bat near the Wisconsin Rapids on deck circle. Mathey will do battle here. Still runners on second and third and just one out. Anything in the outfield should score Trotter Boston. Good speed on the base paths here for the Rafters. First pitch to Mathey. Misses low and out for a ball. A run on a hit and no errors. Rafters threatening here in the third. Looking to chip back into this deficit. The 1-1 to Mathey is fouled back off the netting in front of the home plate club and rolling back down. Count evens 1-1 on the Rafter right fielder. Brody on deck, then it's Schaefer after him. 1-1. That one misses low and out for ball two. Saw Maddox Thornton, one of the newer Rafters. 6'2", senior right-hander from Texas A&M Corpus Christi, was warming up during the third inning. The 2-1 fouled back by Matthew to make it 2-2. We'll see if he gets the call in the third, or in the fourth, I should say. After four runs were plated by Wausau in the top of this inning. Here comes the 2-2 from the right-hander, Burke. That one misses high for ball three. Good eye by Matthew to lay off that one. Boston on second, not being held. Neither is Vandenhoof left third. The 3-2 fouled off by Matthew. We'll have to do it again. James Mann, 6'5", right-hander, Somerville, Alabama, warming up for the Dock Spiders. For the Woodchucks, I should say, the 3-2. Least up the middle, it's through for a base hit. Vandenhoof scores. Boston getting the wave around. Throw goes through to the plate. Trotter retreats back to third. Matthew takes second behind the throw. It's an RBI one-out single for Jack Matthew, and he ends up on second base. Back to runners on second and third for the Raptors with just one out here in the fourth. It's 4-2. Boston to third, and a wise decision to hold up. That would have been a close play at the plate because he so Matthew able to take second without a throw. The homecoming song in reference to Chicago playing for Brody, a native of suburban Plainfield. It's the ability to tie the game here with a base hit into the outfield. First pitch to him. This is outside for ball one. Brody drew a five-pitch walk in his first plate appearance tonight back in the second. Time called. Mound visit being made here by one of the members of the Woodchuck staff, along with the catcher King to talk to Burke. Would be shocked if it's a mid-plate appearance pitching change. But for Burke, first time really getting into trouble here tonight. Worked a 1-2-3. First inning, got out of trouble, leaving two on in the second, and now he is here in the third. Throwing 55 pitches in 2 1/3 innings of work. Just two less than the Raptor starter Ricky Williams has thrown thus far through three innings. Talking about the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites of Wisconsin Rapids. Mentioned it in the top half of the third prior to a few runs scoring for the visitors. But after this road trip, if you're from out of town and want to come see the Raptors next weekend, there's no better place to stay than the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids, offering a variety of room types, including suites with whirlpools, as the 1-0 to Brody is in there for a called strike. Along with the whirlpools, you have free home-style breakfast, high-speed Wi-Fi. And the Cobblestone Hotel also welcomes four-leg companions. Bring your dogs, bring your cats up on your summer trip to Wisconsin Rapids this summer. Big city quality, small-town values at the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids. 2-1 the count on Brody. He's in the driver's seat here with just one down in the frame. Burke set. His next pitch. Hit hard on the ground. Foul down the third base side. That'll get into the Raptor bullpen and even up the count. 2-2 on the Wisconsin Rapids catcher. Matthew on second. Boston on third. With Schaefer on deck, McClanahan to follow the 2-2 to Brody. That one misses outside. A couple balls off the plate, and he's worked the count full. Maddox Thornton once again getting loose in the bullpen. Now seeing him up a second time. Very realistic for him to pitch here in the fourth. The 3-2 swung on and missed. Brody down on strikes. It is the second out in this frame, and it'll be up to the third baseman, Grayson Schaefer, to try and tie up this ball game early. Schaefer popped out to the first baseman Solis Jr. in foul territory as the second out just an inning ago. Got some Billy Squire as the walk-up song for Schaefer, and he swings right through this first delivery from Burke. It's nothing and one. Burke has eclipsed 60 pitches here in this start. is 0-1. Schaefer cracks this one in the air well down the left field line, but it's well fouled. Count moves 0-2 on the BYU Cougar. Already two runs this inning for the Rafters. Leadoff infield single for Mason Onati. He later came in on an RBI knock. Could say when Trotter Boston reached on an air, the RBI single this inning coming from the man on second base, Jack Matthey. The 0-2 to Schaefer. This is out for ball one. Schaefer, the seventh hitter for the Rafters to take a plate appearance in this home half of the frame. All six combined runs in this game have come here in the third inning. The 1-2. Hit in the air right field. Galvin tracking back out near the foul pole and drifting into foul territory. It stays in the field of play for him to make the catch and retire the side. Rafters send seven to the plate and score twice. 4-2 the score. We head to the top of the fourth. Maddox Thornton into the ballgame to pitch for Kirk Schreider's Rafters. We'll be back in a couple minutes. You're listening to Rafters Baseball here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Don't you score a new ride? Find a deal that hits out of the park with Johnson & Sons, your neighborhood Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep dealer and service center. Serving Wisconsin Rapids and Central Wisconsin area for over 84 years through four generations. See the difference that family can bring. Serving Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, Marshfield, Clover, Weston, and Cronenwetter. Take a swing. Don't miss out on these great deals at Johnson Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids.
Wisconsin Public Schools open doors of possibility to all students, no exceptions. I'm Peggy Wirtz Olson, a Wisconsin teacher and president of the Wisconsin Education Association Council. Public school educators and families work together to reach, teach, and inspire Wisconsin's next generation of leaders. As we head back to school, we hope you'll join us. We act, we teach, we inspire. Find out more at weac.org.
Battleground, purple, swing state. You've heard the terms, but what connects it to elections? Wisconsin has been a swing state off and on since the 1950s, but recent elections solidified it when the state could have been won by either the Democratic or Republican candidate. Michigan and Minnesota, Arizona, Florida, Georgia, Nevada, North Carolina, Ohio, and Pennsylvania, also swing states. Watch for more campaigns to target Wisconsin and these other states before the next election. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Rafter baseball back here for the top of the fourth inning from historic Winter Field. 4-2 the score. The Wausau Woodchucks in the first meeting between these two teams this season lead it after four runs in the top of the third and two in the bottom half. We get a new pitcher into the ballgame for your Rafters. It's Maddox Thornton towing the rubber. The 6'2 senior right-hander from Texas A&M, Corpus Christi, a Benton, Arkansas native. 21 outings for the Islanders this past spring and two starts. Had a 6.48 ERA and a 1.63 whip. A 1-3 record across 41 and two-thirds innings pitched. And a 3.10 batting average against. Mike Solis Jr. to lead off this frame. And a first pitch to him. It's chopped foul down the third baseline. 7-8-9 to it for the Woodchucks in this frame. Solis Jr., the only Wausau batter to not have a plate appearance in that four-run top of the third inning. The catcher Nathan King on deck, Jake Kirkland the shortstop to follow. The 0-1, check swing, grounder up the middle near the left side, in and out of the glove of the Boston, recovers, fires to first. That one gets under the glove of McGuire, and safely is Solis to begin this fourth inning. Should be the second error scored against Wisconsin Rapids tonight. And for the leadoff man, it's the second time in four innings Wausau has gotten their guy aboard. It'll be the right-handed hitting catcher Nathan King grounded out to the shortstop Boston to lead off the third in his only other at-bat of the ballgame. Thornton working third base side of the rubber, the first pitch to him. A crisp fastball in the outside corner, that's called a strike. Kirkland on deck, his brother Drew to follow. 0-1. Another fastball from Thornton right down Broadway. King watches it go by for strike two. Thornton's bounced around throughout his time in collegiate baseball, the most recent school being Texas A&M Corpus Christi. He was a former member of the Grand Canyon program in 2023 as the 0-2 misses up and in. Also was at Crowder College, a junior college in Neosho, Missouri, in 2021 and 2022. His father, Paul, a collegiate baseball player at Georgia Southern in the early 90s. 1-2 at 1. A breaking ball down and out, blocked by Brody. Count evens 2-2 here on Nathan King. Has a cousin as well playing in Power 5 baseball. Riley Stanford, a freshman pitcher and outfielder at Georgia Tech. 2-2. High chopper on the left side of the infield. Glove by Boston. Flips to second for Vandenhoover for one over to first to McGuire in time. It's a 6-4-3 double play to take the leadoff man off the base paths. Two down for Thornton here in the fourth inning. It's the nine-hitter, Jake Berkland. Berkland was the second batter due up an inning ago. Drew a four-pitch walk and scored the first run of the ballgame in the third. Look across the Northwoods League on this fine Friday evening, the first Friday evening of action here in the 2024 summer. First pitch to Berkland, hits this one in the air, right field. Drifting near foul territory, Matthew giving chase, laying out, just misses it. Count will begin 0-1 on the Woodchuck shortstop. Top five at Rockford Stadium. It's the Rockford Rivets' first home game of the summer. They split in Kalamazoo against the Growlers, dropping their first two games of the season and winning the last two of the road trip. They lead 6-0 against Battle Creek. Fond du Lac hosting Green Bay, a pair of 1-3 teams at Hare-Baker Field. It's 5-2 Dock Spiders in the fourth. Madison making the trip to Capco Park, where the Raptors will be Sunday and Monday, the home of the Lakeshore Chinooks. Mallards lead the Chinooks 4-2 in the bottom half of the fourth inning. 0-1, Berkland cracks this one in the air center field. That's going to get down for a base hit. Beauchesne retrieves and will fire it into Boston, who will then relay it to Beauchesne at second base. Berkland's first hit of the ballgame. He's aboard, flips the card back to the top of the order with his brother, Drew Berkland. David Dean on the mound for Fond du Lac, the opening night starter from Monday. He threw 37 pitches in three innings of hitless and scoreless ball against your Raptors. First pitch to Berkland, breaking ball missing high and inside. At Copeland Park, home of the La Crosse Loggers, 4-2 Loggers over the Rochester Honkers there. Bill Taunton Stadium, another home game for the Wilmer Stingers. They lead the Mankato Moondogs 2-0 in the top of the fifth. 1-0, this is again for ball two. Waterloo, who dropped both here in Wisconsin Rapids after dropping a two-game set with Wilmer. They're 0-4 right now at Simmons Field, the home of the Kenosha Kingfish. Kingfish lead the Bucks 6-0. 2-0 pitch, swatted in the air, right field, down the line. Matthew giving chase, that'll get out of play. Kalamazoo against Traverse City at Turtle Creek Stadium, home of the Pit Spitters, in a battle of a couple of Michigan Northwoods League teams, 4-1 Traverse City in the bottom of the seventh. Minot Hot Tots, Bismarck Larks in the bottom of the third. In Bismarck, that one is scoreless. Top three in St. Cloud at Joe Faber Field. The Duluth Huskies looking for their third win of the season. They lead the Rocks 4-0. 2-1 pitch, foul tip into the glove of Brody. A back pick to check in on Berkland over at first. He slides it safely. Count evens 2-2 on the Woodchuck center fielder, Drew Berkland. First game of the year for the 36-game traveling team in the Northwoods League, the Minnesota Mud Puppies. They lead the Thunder Bay Border Cats at Port Arthur Stadium 2-1. Had some finals from today as well. One final as of right now, Royal Oak and Kokomo 7-3. Jackrabbits getting their first win of the season. 2-2 breaking ball on the inside corner. Berkland may have thought it was strike three. It misses, though. Taking second is Jake Berkland in the process. No throw down from Brody. 3-2 on Berkland. Runner on second. Two down. 4-2 ball game here in the top of the fourth from historic Witter Field. The payoff. Runner takes off for third. That misses low and out for ball four. Another no throw from Brody down to third. Back-to-back pitches. Back-to-back stolen bases for Jake Berkland. The Berkland brothers are on the corners with two down here in the fourth for the two-hitter Val Serna Jr. Third for Drew Berkland, his second time on base in as many innings. He had a single back in the third and later came in to score. For Serna Jr., drove in the first run of the ballgame last inning, later came in to score as well. 1-4 in that third frame. First pitch to him. That one misses low for ball one. Kokomo and Royal Oak playing a doubleheader today. The Leprechauns getting their first win as an organization yesterday. 19-10 over the Lakeshore Chinooks. Chinooks' lone loss of the season. So that final win earlier, Kokomo getting their first win, and they're currently playing another one at Memorial Park. 12-3, the Leprechauns lead it in the top of the seventh. 1-0 fouled away by Serna Jr. down the left field line. Count evens 1-1. And lastly, the Eau Claire Express at home at Carson Park hosting the 3-1 Badlands Big Sticks. Express lead at 5-2 in the top of the fifth inning. The Big Sticks and the Leprechauns joining, making it a 26-team summer league and now the 31st year of collegiate summer baseball in the Northwoods League. 1-1 pitch. Another one lasered foul down the left field line out near the party tent. Count moves 1-2. You're looking at the Badlands-Eau Claire box score. How about this? Badlands has 5 errors, and we're just in the top of the fifth inning of that one. They trail by 3. 1-2 the count. Maddox Thornton in his first inning as a Rafter. Rocks and fires. Runner takes off. High chopper on the ground, right side of the infield. Glove by Vandenhoefel. He'll flip to first in time. 4-3 putout of Serna Jr. will end the frame. 5 batters into the box for the Woodchucks in the top half of the fourth. It is a scoreless fourth inning for Maddox Thornton in his Rafters debut. Head to the bottom half of the inning. 7-8-9, McClanahan, Beauchesne, and Onati do up from historic Winterfield. 4-2 the score in favor of Wausau. You're listening to Rafter Baseball on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the ninth inning. Bases loaded and up to bat. Can you hear that crowd? Hear we? What just happened? Everything is dark. The lights are back on. Look at that.
Yes, the team invested in Generac generators from Econ Electric, so no one will miss a moment. Econ Electric is your neighborhood big league pro in Generac generators. Call Econ Electric at 715-423-8440 today.
Wondering what makes Wisconsin Dells the perfect summer getaway? Let's find out. Let's splash. Let's play. Let's try something completely new. Let's make sure we do this again next year. Hey, I'm working up an appetite. Let's eat. Need a guys' weekend? Let's do guy stuff. Need a girls' weekend? Let's go, girls. Need a family getaway? Let's have some together time. Wisconsin Dells, let's make this the best vacation ever. Go to wisdells.com and start planning your trip to the water park capital of the world today.
Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original Badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like Badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking Badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball on WFHR.
The left fielder from Alabama State University, Tyler McClanahan, to lead off this home half of the fourth from historic Witter Field. The Rafters trail the Woodchucks 4-2 in the finale of this four-game homestand in the first week of the 2024 Northwoods League season. First pitch to McClanahan from the Woodchuck right-hander Clayton Burke. This is outside for a ball. Maddox Thornton working a scoreless top half of the fourth inning. His Rafter debut, the 1-0. McClanahan misses low for ball two. See where the pitching staff goes after Thornton. How long Valishi has in his first Rafter outing. 2-0 cut on and missed by McClanahan. Count moves 2-1. The 2-1. Fouled back by McClanahan. Count evens 2-2. Payoff pitch. Misses low and into McClanahan to make it a full count. All 6 runs of tonight's ballgame came in the third. 4 for the Chucks in the top half. Rafters brought back 2 of their own in the bottom of the frame. An RBI single from Jack Matthew, the highlight. 3-2 to McClanahan. Softly hit in the air, right field. That's going to fall for a leadoff single. It'll be Jake Beauchesne now, another leadoff man aboard for the Raptors. Second time in as many innings, and the second time tonight it's been done.